There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I had never seen anything written about party crews, especially in the LA Weekly. I mean, most media, especially at the time, was very white-centric and not really covering Latino communities. So here was the story that was really about these young women of color, these Latinas, and then about this whole culture, this whole underground culture. It wasn't the culture that we were listening to on the radio or like watching on TV. This was like totally underground, even though it was huge.
From iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network, Vice, and Elia Studios, this is Party Cruise, The Untold Story. I'm Janice Yamolka. In this bonus episode, I talk to writer Caribbean Fragosa.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Caribbean Fragosa is a writer, editor, and co-founder of the South El Monte Arts Posse, an arts collective based out of her hometown, South El Monte. She also co-edits Boom California, a cultural journal published by the University of California Press. Most of her work is focused on Latinx women and girls whose narratives aren't always portrayed in the mainstream. I first came across her work because of a short story she wrote for Bomb magazine in 2014. It was titled The Vicious Ladies, and it was inspired by the news coverage surrounding Emery Munoz's real-life party crew. The short story was eventually published in her 2021 debut collection of stories, titled Eat the Mouth That Feeds You. Caribbean was actually never in a party crew herself, and she grew up in the 90s, a different generation than mine. But I felt very seen by her short story. And that's part of why I wanted to talk to her. The way I see it, her work captured the spirit of an all-girl party crew. So I wanted to understand what drew her to write about the scene. Like me, she grew up in the San Gabriel Valley. So I also wanted to understand how her own personal experiences shaped how she writes about the coming-of-age experience.
What was your familiarity with party crews growing up?
My familiarity was always from the outsider perspective. I remember in middle school in particular, seeing flyers getting distributed around or seeing posters up. But really, the flyer is something that I saw all around me. And it was just part of like the visual culture that I was swimming in. And I was very interested in them, but I was too young to go back in at the time. And there was no way that my parents were going to let me go. And then as I got a little older, some of my friends were going to these backyard parties or house parties or ditch parties. And there was a little tiny part of me that did want to be like a tough girl, sort of chola, and did want to go out to the parties and do whatever I wanted. And I did want to belong. I did want to feel like I was with my homegirls. But I wasn't going to go because I needed to get an A in whatever, and I wasn't going to fall behind. And then also my mom would kill me. And, you know, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and she would find out. There was no way that I could ditch without her finding out.
Fast forward to 2007, Caribbean was fresh out of grad school. And it was around that time that she read an article in LA Weekly called Flying High with the Vicious Ladies by writer Christine Pelisek. Reading about the crews of my generation in a published magazine made her start thinking about being a teen again and about the tough girls she knew, the ones that went out to parties. And eventually, she would write her own short story around the themes that interested her.
To me, they represented, I guess, a freedom that I didn't have because I knew it was very youth-led. And it was a space for young people to sort of do what they wanted to do, whatever that was, and dress how they wanted to dress and just be free. And that was something that was interesting to me. I was really, really, really compelled by the idea of creating that a party crew for only girls and women had been created. And actually the whole scene, the whole like party crew from what I saw and what I've learned over the years was really like a business, really driven by young people or like adults, but not very old adults. I was really interested in sort of the DIY-ness of the party crew scene. And I was thinking a lot about how many of us have to, especially as creatives, have to create our own paths professionally. We have to find ways to hustle and make money.
Her short story, The Vicious Ladies, follows a young woman who goes back home after graduating college, and she finds herself hanging out with the people from her past, the party crew she left behind. The imagery in the story was so vivid to me. Caribbean describes doing Nas as a clandestine baptism, and flyers in the air as multicolored snow. I also found that in some ways, I related to the main character too. In the story, the main character returns to the party crew scene and doesn't feel like she belongs. When I started reaching out to old party crew friends, one of my guy friends told me, "I thought you were too good for us." He said it in a jokey tone, but I knew he meant it. It felt like her story hit close to home. Caribbean tells me that the main character is also a version of her as a young person.
How did you feel growing up in South El Monte?
In South El Monte? Yeah. I mean, obviously, I felt very at home because that was the only home I'd always known. Everybody looked like me, talked like me, sounded like me. Like, we're all like these working class Mexican-American kids with immigrant parents, bilingual. So in that sense, I was just like everybody else. But I was also always a misfit. I was like a nerd girl, and I was always proud of it. I was never ashamed or embarrassed about being like a nerd and loving literature, loving art. I was always interested in culture, and I was very ambitious. I wanted good grades. I wanted to go to college. Like, I grew up with that messaging that, you know, college is the key, education is the key. And so I made sure to really get those grades. I wanted to be the top, the best. And for those reasons, it really put me at odds in different ways with my classmates and with my peers around me, because they were looking at the world and their place in the world differently.
What do you mean by that?
I think many people in our generation understood the message that education is the key, going to college is the way to, in some ways, do better or more than our parents had done or had been doing, especially as the children of immigrants. We have this expectation and this pressure to do more, to make that dangerous migration across the border worth it. And I certainly grew up with that. And I knew that even though it was unspoken among my peers, like, we all shared that expectation. We knew that we were supposed to progress, quote unquote, and make good on the American dream, but it wasn't clear to us how to do that. And so, you know, a lot of people that I knew didn't end up going to college. Certainly a bunch did, but not everybody. And so the working class way of living continued for a lot of my friends that became adults and raised children of their own.
Hearing you say like that, like unspoken, it's almost like an unspoken pressure that you have. And like, my mom was always, I mean, as an adult, she's always told me like, you need to be better than me, which hurts. But at the same time, I kind of understand, like, I know she wants us or me to be like, she wants to push me. But it also felt at that time like so like impossible to like carry, for me, at least being 16, 15, it was just like a lot of weight.
There was support, and then there's, of course, pressure. And then there was like the unknowingness, the not knowing really what your future was supposed to look like, right? That it's supposed to be bright and it's supposed to be great and you're supposed to be free of financial insecurity. But how does that work out specifically was never really articulated. And it's something that I think many, many of us and generations younger than us have really been trying to figure out, like, how do we make it? How do we survive in this world that is supposed to be ours? And it's not. And it just seems to be getting harder and harder to survive, especially as people of color.
And Caribbean specifically hones in on the expectations placed on women.
As a young woman, I really, and as a girl, really, at a very young age, I felt that pressure. I think that's what weighed on me the most, the gendered expectations of what it means to be a girl and what it means to grow into a woman and what that looks like. And as the child of Mexican immigrants, like, there's very specific expectations of what a girl and a woman should look like, what we should behave like, what kinds of things we should and should not do. And so I felt those things really weigh on me a lot. I constantly found ways to push against that. So I was always, and still am, like a kind of tomboy.
Caribbean says that adopting a tomboy identity served as a literal and figurative guardrail from society.
As a woman, I felt like sort of disguising my more feminine aspects under baggy clothes or dark clothes and hoodies and baggy pants, like, made me look maybe a little bit like a hoodlum, but also I felt protected and I was able to move around in the world a little, at least a tiny bit more safely, it seemed to me.
It's interesting hearing your, like, how you were kind of coming to terms of understanding your own femininity, because I feel like I kind of went the complete opposite. I was like, let me be, like, hypersexual. Like, let me show off my curves. Let me show off my legs. My family's religious. So, like, I was fighting against that. My style of dressing was, like, crop tops and tiny tank tops. And, like, while it was fashion, like, I was still, like, I'm going to do it because I can't do it, you know, like, because they won't let me, or because they think una señorita debe estar tapada o no estar en la calle en la noche or whatever, right? It's like, like, my mom was like, una señorita no toma de la botella, like, you can't drink out of the, like, a beer bottle. And yeah. I was like, what?
I remember I always used to get, like, these unsolicited tutorials on how to walk like a lady from my tías in Guadalajara, and you're supposed to move your hips like this, and you're supposed to stand straight like that. And then on purpose, I would sort of, like, slouch, and I would just kind of carry myself like this angry little tomboy in the world. And then I sort of kept that up throughout college to a certain extent, like, as I tried to find my own version of femininity, like, what is being a girl and what does being a woman feel like and what feels right to me.
We'll be right back with more from Caribbean Fragosa.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you. Welcome back. I'm speaking to writer and artist Caribbean Fragosa. As a writer, Caribbean tells me that when it comes to telling Latinx stories, she feels it's important to be constantly challenging the norm and inviting in new ideas and voices.
I just wanted to know, what is a typical Chicano story?
Well, I think the Chicano stories are often about family and about community. And I know I write about family and I write about community. But there's certain like tropes that I find interesting and then also maybe in need of rethinking. And I know that, for example, like the abuelita character is one in particular that has struck me. Like there's always an abuelita that is like sweet and making tortillas for you and this and that. But for me, I loved my grandma, but my grandma did not fit that sort of stereotype of the abuelita. Like my abuelitas were never that. They were very strong and angry and express their affection in these really strange sort of aggressive ways for me. And like my grandmother, when she wanted to express affection to me, she would say, muchacha cabrona, muchacha cabrona. And I knew that was an expression of love. Like I knew that was aggressive, but I knew that was like, oh, my grandma loves me because she called me a muchacha cabrona.
Holding space for women to be themselves in any way that feels natural, whether they're grandmothers, teens, or writers, is important to Caribbean. Drawing inspiration from Party Cruise, she established an online culture and literary zine for writers.
Why did you name your magazine The Vicious Ladies?
Well, I named it The Vicious Ladies because I had published this story, The Vicious Ladies, which was directly inspired by the actual Vicious Ladies. And I felt like over the years I had built like an ethos, like a real commitment to not just telling the stories of women and girls and writing about artists that are women and girls and in fiction also, but through the publication Vicious Ladies, which is a sort of online magazine of cultural criticism, really trying to create safe space. I was thinking about how I could do it, maybe not as an actual like Party Crew, which is not my thing, but maybe through my thing, which is writing, especially for younger and emerging writers to enter and start producing their own bylines. But then I'm also interested in intellectual and creative safety. And by that, I mean creating or having a space in which people of color can develop their own sort of decolonized way of speaking, of viewing the world, developing a voice as a writer, as an intellectual that is unique to us, that can be bilingual if it wants to be, that can draw on a whole set of cultural references that are not just white-centric or Eurocentric.
I guess for me, when I think about like another safe space, think about where you can be free or feel like yourself the most, whether it's like safe to dance like no one's watching, you know, like kind of just like be free with your body and like move and like no one's judging.
Right. I had this experience where I didn't create the safe space, but I sort of felt safe unexpectedly. And there was a little DJ collective or something like that. And they just threw like a party at some dive bar, like a dirty, ugly little dive bar in my neighborhood. And I had never gone into that bar before because it was just like paisas, all men, like, and everybody's drinking like Bud Light or Coors. And like, that's it. And like, no women ever. So I'd never gone in there. And they threw like a party there. And I came and I felt good because there was a whole crew of them. And then they started playing all these songs from like the 80s, like from when I was a kid or early 90s, like Mexican pop, like Magneto and Flan and all these like things, Timbiriche. And then I just felt like, oh, like, we can just dance here. Like, we can just be. So I felt, like, really healed, even though I was, like, a whole grown-ass woman with, like, kids and everything. partying with these like young 20-something-year-olds listening to music from my childhood. And I just felt like my like inner baby Caribbean was being healed.
Beyond safe space, what's interesting is seeing the way Caribbean's work preserved a moment in time. Even though it's her interpretation, I still feel like it brought the scene alive for me again. And it made me feel like what we experienced was important and worthy. When people make art or write stories or even share old pictures, experiences can become more. They become a collective memory, a collective history. And that history is what helps us look back, process our experiences not just as individuals, but as people living in a society that doesn't value young women of color.
I feel like Emery's story is just, it still repeats itself. I feel like I read about it too often, in particular to Indigenous women who are murdered or disappeared. I'm thinking about like the Mujeres de Juarez, women along the border. I'm thinking about undocumented women. I'm thinking about women all over throughout the Americas and beyond where violence is inflicted. I mean, ni una más, the women in Mexico, particular Mexico City, that are really speaking out against violence against women. This is something that continues still today and is still not being addressed sufficiently. And I feel like we need to keep pressing on with that. And I still want to encourage myself and other women to keep pushing, to keep being rebellious, no matter where you're at, whether you're a married mom with kids, whether you're like a young person graduating from college, whether you're a teenager. I think we all have to be in dialogue with each other across generations. We can all learn from each other. Like, unfortunately, there's still violence and we still have to shape the world in a way that is going to protect us and allow us to grow and change the world in ways that are good for us.
Why is it important for us to look back? What do you think it is that pulls us back to our youth, even if we don't think we want to like revisit that time?
Well, I think there's a lot from our youth and from the places that we grew up that needs to be examined. And nobody else is going to examine it and think of it in the careful terms that it requires as much as we do. And there's a whole generation or a couple generations now that are turning back to their community to learn about what is valuable, what is useful, what do we keep. But then a question that I always return to is not just what do we keep and what do we value, but also what has to be thrown out and what does not serve our communities. And so for one, like homophobism or like machismo, those are things that do not serve us. So I think that it is valuable to sort of re-examine our youths and re-examine the places that we grew up in and figure out how we can build productively for our communities and for our future generations.
My last question is, what kind of party crew would you have joined if you could?
I think my party crew would have been more like new wave, like sort of gothy, maybe punk kind of mix, with a lot of cumbias in there somehow. Not sure how. And lover of Mexican pop, some Mexican pop in there.
You have to give yourself a name on the spot. What would your crew name be?
Oh my God, Las Chamacas, no sé qué, like I don't know. Las Chamacas.
Las Chamacas. Thank you so much, Caribbean. This is great.
Thank you.
That was writer and artist Caribbean Fragosa. This episode was written, reported, and hosted by me, Janice Himoka. It was produced by Marina Peña, Victoria Alejandro, and Sofia Palisa Carr. It was edited by Antonia Serigido and Annie Aviles. Fact-checking by Nidia Bautista. Sound design and original music composition by Kyle Murdoch. Our supervising producer is Janet Lee. Art by Julie Ruiz and Victoire Coyon. Our executive producer from Vice Audio is Kate Osborne. Our executive producers from Elias Studios are Antonia Cerejido and Leo G. Our vice president of podcast from Elias Studios is Shayna Naomi Crocmo. Party Cruise, The Untold Story is a production of Elias Studios and Vice Audio in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura podcast network. For more podcasts, listen to the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Special thanks to the UCLA Department of Communication Archive for access to their news collection. And hey, were you in a party crew? Send us your party flyers or photos. I'd love to see them. Even a voice message about your memories, anything. You can send us a message or a picture at partycruise@eliasstudios.com. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.